Blog Talk Radio.
Bitch better have my money.
I bet y'all heard that. It's a real relationship talk show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and we are about to blast off, everybody. We are about to blast off. It's about to go down because we got some serious conversations that we want to have. I want to have a serious conversation with everybody tonight when it comes to relationship problems. So first and foremost, give yourself a round of applause. We're about to jump right into what we like to call the relationship truth of today. And for those that are just joining us, I see you. Shout out to you. We actually do the relationship truth every day throughout the week through Facebook, Instagram, and what else is it? Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, y'all got to add us on social media because a lot of stuff that I send out on social media, I mean, it helps. It generates dialogue, the right kind of dialogue that could actually help you going forward. So we're going to jump right in at this particular point. I want everybody to lend me your ear tonight. I want everybody to understand that this conversation is for you on the platform. And everything that I do is for you. Right. So the relationship truth goes as follows today, everybody. Okay. It's a quote that I like to post. It says, this one that I shared from a year ago. Was it a year or 2 years ago? I forgot what it was. Those that follow me know. I say, many of us feel that liking a person a lot and really wanting to be with them makes that person accountable for our feelings. Many of us feel that liking a person a lot and really wanting to be with them makes that person accountable for our feelings. Now, Kenny Talk, why in the hell would you choose that post on a show called Relationship Problems? Well, if you guys have been listening, then you know that Kenny Talk don't put anything out there that he can't tie back. That he can't tie back to the topic. So when I say this, I'm going to give y'all a little chance on Facebook. I want y'all to, you know, do what y'all do, man. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know what you think about that particular post. And we're going to proceed from there. While I'm waiting on everybody, I need everybody to know that on Facebook, the handle is Kenneth DeMoss, KennethDeMoss. Or you can like the page, Kenny Talk DeMoss, which is my author's page. I share a lot of great information, relationship truths on there. At Twitter is at KennyTalkEXP. It's the experience, baby. KennyTalkEXP on Twitter and on Instagram, it's KennyTalk_. Make sure you add us. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you stay listening. Because every Wednesday at 7:30 Central Standard Time, we jump right in. I'll send it out on social media if we ever on a holiday break or what have you. You will know. All right, so let me go to Facebook, okay? They said, okay, I got a young lady that I'm going to read this one out because this one kind of stands out the most. She says, that when you're in a relationship with someone and you really like them and you actually put in the time and everything it takes to be with them, I feel that they are accountable for your feelings. That's what she said. She says that when you're in a relationship with someone and you put in what is actually needed to be with this person, then in a sense they are accountable for your feelings. What I would say to that, sweetheart, and thank you for writing in, I would say to that, you're absolutely correct. If you make a commitment to someone, if you decide to become exclusive, get into a relationship with someone, and you guys kicking it, you're right. you are responsible for each other's feelings. You're accountable for your feelings. But the post does not say that. The post says many people feel that liking a person a lot and really wanting to be with them. See, a lot of us find ourselves not in relationships, but situationships. You know, you guys meet under a certain circumstance. Let me break it down to you. You meet under certain circumstances. You're out having a blast. Sex becomes involved. And then all of a sudden, consistent sex. And then consistent sex turns into consistent talking. And all of a sudden, you look up and you guys find yourself in a relationship. Okay? Now, at this particular point, you could like that person a lot. You could really want to be with them. But at that particular point, you have to understand the way the relationship started. It didn't start off on solid enough ground for it to be accountability for feelings. Because at the end of the day, everything that you put out there, everything that you put on the table at that point is exactly what you wanted to put on the table, because you were getting something out of that person. Whether it was a great conversation or great sex, hanging out with them or whatever, dinner, taking you out on dates, whatever you got out of it, you put in exchange for what you got out of it. So now, does that make that person accountable for your feelings? No, because you got exactly what you wanted during that time frame. And that brings us right to the conversation, everybody. Right to the conversation when we talk about relationship problems. There are a lot of people that are in relationships right now that are going through a lot of problems and they're frustrated about it. So I want to start by speaking on that. First and foremost, let's talk about the impact of relationships problems. When you're a person that's in a relationship that's having a lot of problems, you become a unlikable person personally. You don't perform well at the job. Your frustrations overwhelm you. You know? And if your frustrations overwhelm you, then you're going to be emotionally out of whack. And when you're emotionally out of whack, you're going to react or overreact to things that happen to you. And when you react or overreact to things that happen to you, since life is 90% how you respond to it or how you react to the 10% of the things that happen to you, it makes your life unpleasant. And I got to be honest, this is the reason why I do what I do. This is the reason why I provide that platform. It's because there are so many people that react or respond out of frustrations in their personal life, in their professional life, all because of the fact that things are not going well at home in their relationship. Whether they're married, whether they are, you know, dating. If things are not right on the home front, then there's going to be some problems in almost every aspect of your life. That's the reason why I do what I do, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. So the first thing that we touched on, everybody, is guess what? We had to make sure that we touch on the fact that, as far as the impact of relationship problems. And after that, we're going to go into the reasons for them. There are certain things that make a person go through relationship problems. There are certain things that make a person have to experience them, right? There are certain people that don't even want to get in relationships because of the problems that they dealt with from someone else. We're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat, because I got some more I want to drop on your head. 646-595-4038 if you want to be heard. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to go to the chat. I'm going to go to Facebook, and I'm going to pull all of your comments, and I'm going to come back in time to the next section. So don't go nowhere. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show. Why y'all think I played that record right there? If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. That's me. And we are discussing relationship problems. Okay? So some of the biggest relationship problems that we do have is, immaturity, you know, that really causes problems in a relationship. You hear K. Michelle speaking about you can't actually raise a guy, right? Right? That's what she's singing about. And it's weird to me. Now, here's the thing. How could you actually find yourself in a relationship with someone who's childish? How could you find yourself in a committed relationship with someone who's immature? A guy that don't want to be a man, or a girl that don't want to stay home and be a housewife or whatever you want her to be, fellas. Or a girl that's promiscuous, a guy that's promiscuous. How do we wind up in relationships with people like this that make these problems come about? If you listen to the song, K. Michelle was speaking about how he's coming in at any time and how he just don't want to be a man. He acting like a boy. Well, for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to really take a look at the choice that you made to be with that person, or what you utilize to choose the person to be with. It's like that never comes into question. Nobody takes that type of accountability. We're at the point where we just react out of frustration to the way a person acts that we chose. And you know, I got somebody that just hit me on Facebook. She hit me. She says, "Well, Kenny Talk, well, you can't control how a person is going to act later on down the line. And that's just my point. You cannot control how a person is going to act. And guess what's even more funnier? A person don't even know how they're going to react down the line when the situation changes. We can only react to the situation right now. We get, you know how we get in a relationship? The answer to the question that I said after the break, coming after the music break, we get in relationships like this because of the way we feel at that particular moment. This guy that's acting childish, or this girl that don't want to grow up, or this person that keeps on frustrating us and that's causing problems in our relationships, at some point, they were somebody that made you feel like, wow, I like this person, or I love this person even. I want to be with this person. I want to make something work with this person. It's all time-based, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm trying to say. There's no way you can depict how you're going to feel next year, next week, you know, next month. You can't determine what that's going to be like. So I can get down on one knee right now and say some of the sweetest things to you in order to get you to be my lawfully wedded wife. But after 5 years of being married to you, don't you know that I might feel different? And when I feel different as a guy, who the average guy, who's not good at verbally expressing what's going on, I'll start to physically express. I'll start to do things that annoy you. I'll start to do things that I didn't do in the first 5 years. I'll start to frustrate you, in which you'll start coming at me like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You need to stop this. You need to stop that. Hence, relationship problems. Don't get me started, y'all. This is a platform for you, and we want to discuss relationship problems. 646-595-4038 if you want to be heard, or you know what you can do? You can hit me up on Facebook just like a lot of people are doing right now, and I apologize. I see a lot of y'all posts. If y'all could just bear with me real quick. Now, the platform is for you, but I'm not going to read a lot of the stuff that's kind of redundant, stuff that we're saying. I'm just going to address it out loud. How about we do that? That way, you'll be able to hear me speak on your particular post or your concerns. All right, so now we're going to jump right into the reasons for a lot of these. Now, we just talked about how we don't really know how we're going to react. We don't even know next week. We make promises. We speak on things based on how we feel right now. Guys do it and ladies do it. Guys do it and ladies do it. But here's the funny part. A lot of people show their true colors after sex. After you've had sex with someone, you start to kind of slide into your comfort zone. And you have to understand, when we first meet, ladies and gentlemen, when you guys first meet, you're not in your comfort zone. So at that particular point, if I'm dating you and you're not in your comfort zone, I'm falling for or starting to like someone that's not really you. Can we agree on that? We all have our representatives up front. So if I'm falling for the person that's not really you, and then all of a sudden, after we, of course, engage in sexual intercourse, and you start to become who you really are or slide back into your comfort zone, don't I have a right to step away after that? Do I have a right to not like who you really are if you didn't show me that person up front? I have a right to choose. And when that does happen, we look at that as, okay, you misled me. Not quite. Not quite, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, we slip into our comfort zone after we've been having sex, after we've been, after she's been cooking for us. When you slip back in your comfort zone, does she have a right to choose between the two? I mean, the person that you displayed up front and the person that you are in your comfort zone. Do we have the option to choose between the two? And the reason why a lot of relationship problems start to happen to everybody is because you got women choosing between the two. They're saying, no, can it talk? I want the person that you were prior to this. I want the person that you showed me when you were bringing me flowers. I want the person that you showed me when we were going to the park having picnics. I want the person that you showed me when we used to hold hands and walk down walk through the park. I want the person, Kenny Talk, that used to write me poetry. So guess what? If I displayed that up front, and I got a woman that's trying to push me towards giving her exactly what I displayed up front, in my mind, we got problems. In the woman's mind, we got problems. We got relationship problems. So what are we going to do about these relationship problems? Okay? Two things. Women feel like verbalizing what a guy used to do to him over and 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 over again is what going to get him to change back to what he was. That's one thing. Fellas, when a woman is telling us over and 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 over again, we look at that as, you know what, she's just straight nagging. We don't take accountability for the person we presented up front. That's coming from your man, Kenny Talk, and I'm not afraid to say it. So I know a lot of people probably agree to disagree, but let me go right now to Facebook. Okay, she put laugh out loud, so she's laughing. Oh, man. She says, look, a lot of what you're saying I can feel, but some I can't. Verbalizing exactly the way I feel should be enough to get you to change. All right. She says if she could verbalize it, then guess what? You should be able to change it. Fella, she's saying if you understand English and she's verbalizing it, why aren't you changing? Or why aren't you giving them exactly what you used to give them? Why are you playing? Right? Well, let me tell you just like this. You can, verbalizing it should work, but what you have to do is you have to be flexible, sweetheart. You got to be flexible. And what do you mean by being flexible, Kenny Talk? She says, what in the world are you talking about? What do you mean by can? Baby girl, what do you mean by being flexible? Oh, sweetheart, here's what I mean. If you tell me over and over and over and over and over and over again the exact same way, and you're not getting the results that you want, shouldn't you try to come at me from a different angle? I'm going to let you respond because I see her typing. Nah, you know what? I'm going to skip you. I see somebody else. I got somebody just posted in what I think she was going to say, but I'm going to go ahead and jump to her. Thank you for writing in, sweetheart, and I will keep it anonymous. She says, what if you try verbalizing it in different ways and you still not getting the results? All right. Now it's time for you to look in the mirror. It's time for you to say to yourself, what do I present? What do I bring to the table to this relationship? What do I, how do I act? What do I do? What do I don't do that make this person feel as if they can continue to give me what they're giving me. I want you to ask yourself that question. What makes that person feel as if they could ignore what you are saying and continue to be who they are? Well, it's one or two. It's a few things, but if you are a contradiction, then that's what it is. Now, let me give you an example. There are a lot of women that feel like cheating is one of the biggest issues in relationships. They feel like, man, you know what? I got to deal with these other girls or cheating. I got to always deal with that, right? And I got, and coming up at the break, after the break, we got the Keeping It Real letter that's talking about cheating when you talk about relationship problems. But here's the thing when it comes to cheating, everybody, and I'm let me go ahead and jump in on it before we go to break. When it comes to a person cheating a lot, you know, okay, this person here is just cheating. He's a cheat or she's a cheater. You have to ask yourself, and I mean really, I mean you got to ask yourself. You got to be like, look, wait a minute, I got to go in there. You know what? No, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. When it comes to relationship problem of cheating, you got to ask yourself what has changed in the relationship. You got to ask yourself once again what is being brought to the table sexually, right? You got to ask yourself that question. Also, you have to decide what's more important to you. What's more important? Whenever you talk about relationships, people say they want longevity, right? Whenever you talk about relationships, people say that they want commitment. Whenever you talk about relationships, people say that they want loyalty, which pretty much houses being a person being a cheater. But you got to say to yourself, long-term great relationships that you envy or that you, you know, walk around looking at and hoping and wishing that you could have, you have to understand that they all deal with that in some shape, form, or fashion. Now, you notice, I said deal with it. They deal with it. And the reason why they have a long-term great relationship, you see that old man walking down the street with his wife of 50 years, and you say, oh, man, that's my relationship goal. You actually think that they don't have problems just because they're holding hands, just because they're hugging on each other, just because they kiss on the cheek and they're laughing and having a great time. You think that there are no problems, but relationship problems are just that. Just like life's problems, you're going to have life problems just like you have relationship problems. And the key thing is that who would you rather be going through that with? If you rather be going through that with nobody, then be with nobody. But if you have a special someone that you would rather go through that with, then you know what? Then go through it with them and stay together at the end of the day. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show, and it's about time for us to pay some bills. We will be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Kenny Talk Experience, which we call the Real Relationship Talk Show, and it's only on Dollhouse Radio. So salute to those that are listening. All day.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball, ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. No, already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Chopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit.
cray, nigga. And you ain't getting money unless you got 8 figures. But a decent piece, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here now for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shower. All day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. You know I still go wild, wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need a stunt right now. They be looking at the gram. I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. Hands up.
All day, nigga.
Experience. If you're just joining us, relationship problems. How many of you guys are just straight up tired of them? Man, I'm just getting so frustrated. Guess what? I got a young lady that sent us a letter, right? Well, she didn't send us a letter, but, you know, she pretty much sent it to us on social media. People don't leak stamps really no more, right? And we call it the Keeping It Real letter. She says, Kenny Talk, what's up? I'm so frustrated with all the problems that I'm going through in my relationship. It makes me want to just call it quits. But I'm not a quitter, and I love this person so much that I'm going to give it my all. I stay with this person regardless of what anyone says. And the things that we go through, I feel like it's only making our relationship weaker. I ask you to keep it real with me today. She says, I want a relationship. Is it too much to ask? I want a relationship with no drama, just loyalty and great sex. Why do guys always have to bring the drama? Sign off. She's from Cincinnati, Ohio. What's up, Cincinnati? It's Kenny Talk. Hey, you know what? Well, let me go in on your letter real quick, Cincinnati. And anybody else you want to speak on it, you know, 646-595-4038, press 1 to be heard. Or, you know what, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter. I got all of them rocking right now. I got Instagram up. I see some people sending me posts. I'm going to read them posts, too, in a second. But here's the thing, sweetheart. You're in a relationship, so a relationship is going to have problems. It seems like the only, the biggest, the reason why it's weakening the relationship, I think that's your perception. It's got to be your perception. Because there are people that go through the exact same things that I know that you go through with your relationship, but yet still, they are happily still together. You have to say to yourself, you got to relinquish control. Ladies, and I realize, on Cincinnati, I realize how important it is to pretty much know exactly what's going on, when it's going on, why it's going on, who it's going on with, how it's going to impact me, how it's going to impact my day, how it's going to impact my hair. You want to know, it's like you want all of this. And I understand how enticing it is to want this. But I need you to understand, sweetie. You can't control everything. You got to lay back and enjoy life. You got to lie back and enjoy what this person brings to your life. You know, now if you got a, now Cincinnati, if this guy is giving you nothing but headaches, I feel like that's not true, because you wouldn't hang in there to fight. You wouldn't have, if you have nothing that makes you want to stay, nothing that got you at the point to where you're just so happy to be with this person. Nothing that make you feel like, guess what? Nothing that makes you feel like, man, this guy here, I mean, I feel so good about this guy. Then you know what? Then you need to question why you're there. And not just question, I mean, at the end of the day, make a decision, because we only live once, you know. And just because you chose a person to be with, accept the fact that you made a mistake and move on. Now, I know it's not always going to be easy. It's not going to be. But I need you to understand this. We got to stop getting in relationships expecting to not have problems. There's no way you can cross your T's, dot your I's, sweep up under the rug, clean the couch, vacuum over there, and there's not going to be any dirt to come back into your home. It's going to happen. But what makes a solid, great relationship is going to be around communication. And when I say communication, I just don't mean communication. I mean effective communication. Because, ladies, communication could be, hey, bitch, don't do that no more. That's communicate. It's a form of communication. But is it effective? It might be in your relationship. It may not be in her relationship. It might be in his relationship, but it might not be in his relationship. So there's not a cookie-cutter approach. It's not. So, for the most part, Cincinnati, what I need you to understand is that you're halfway there. You're there with that person. If that person is still giving you a reason to fight, if that person is still giving you a reason to hang in there, then the only thing that needs to change is your perception. You need to say, okay, this is what I got, but a lot of people don't have that. This is the person I got. He makes me feel so good when he does this. This is what I have. I'm so happy and blessed to have this. So when you talk about changing your perception, Cincinnati, It's about being grateful. It's about being thankful. It's about identifying blessings, right? That's what it's about. And I feel like if you can identify blessings, it could help you change your perception. And if you change your perception, that which you're going through, you'll see that it's the same thing that everybody go through. Ladies, don't let a woman tell you that she is so happy in her relationship and it's perfect. I don't care if her and her man is acting all perfect around you, acting all perfect around you and your mate, and you know you and your mate just got to fighting in the car. don't let these people make you think that everything is roses. And ladies, stop lying to your friends just because your relationship is going well, that you don't have problems, you don't have things that you put up with. Stop lying. Stop lying to make yourself feel better or to make you seem like what you have is so much better than everyone else. Stop it. That's words from Kitty Talk, Cincinnati. Keep your head up, baby girl. It's the perception that needs to change. You got somebody that makes you want to fight, then you got something that a lot of people don't have. All right. If you want to speak on Cincinnati's letter, make sure you do that. Hit me up. Okay, I got somebody right here. I'm going to read this real quick. I got a young lady that wanted to speak on Cincinnati. She says the young lady in the letter should need to understand that when you're in a long-term relationship, there's gonna be tug of war. That's what she said. I guess there's gonna be a tug of war. That's how she typed it. That's all good. We get what you're saying. There's gonna be some back and forth. What you have to do is get prepared for the ride and communicate. All right, she said, I wanted to touch on that. Here's another thing. So I said lack of effective communication. And I also said the struggle to control. See, when you want to control, it really makes your relationship frustrating. When you want to control, it makes the person you with rebel. When you want to control and the person rebels, guess what that does? We women interpret that as a problem that he need to fix. No, he's just rebelling. On top of that, I can't go any further without touching on being unhappy internally. If you're unhappy internally, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have relationship problems. There's going to be relationship problems. How do we know there's going to be relationship problems? Because if you're internally unhappy, if you are internally unhappy, it's going to be very difficult for you to make someone else happy. I know you heard that before, right? But let's look at it from a different perspective. If you are internally unhappy, whenever a person does something that is like so awesome, you will actually shoot it down because you will be embracing your unhappiness. You will embrace your unhappiness. So therefore, every effort that this person make, or just about all their efforts, they're going to fall on deaf ears. They're going to fall short of making you happy because where you are, it's so comfortable. If you're internally unhappy, then you're comfortable if you can accept that. Once you've accepted that you're internally unhappy, then guess what? You're going to embrace it. And if anybody try to pull you away from it, it's going to make you feel like, guess what? You're trying to change me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Kenny Talk Experience. It's a real relationship talk show, and you are listening to our talk, our topic on relationship problems. Wow. Okay, so when we talk about rebelling, I want to move on. When we talk about rebelling against what's going on, people rebel, and we interpret that as problems. He won't act right. How many of y'all have ever said that? Girl, I ain't finna deal with nobody because these guys out here won't act right. These guys will not act right. What does that mean? He won't act right. Well, if you want someone to act right, you need a puppy. You need to get you a puppy. Now, don't get me wrong. When you say act right, the first thing that comes to my mind is behave in a certain way. If you want someone that's going to behave, then you need someone that you can train. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some guys out there that can be trained, that are waiting on you to train them, that embrace the training. But they're becoming far few in between. Because when it comes to cheating, when it comes to stepping out on the person that you're with, all the time, that doesn't mean that that person wants to leave you. they're indulging. They're eating cake. They're eating sweets. But they always come home to their full course meal. Now, is that right? Is Kenny Talk trying to justify that? Absolutely not. I'm going to say it again so you hear it out of my mouth, ladies. I'm not trying to justify that. But I am trying to tell you, if it is what it is, it is what it is. So why? Why is that? Why is cheating such a big problem? Well, ladies, I got to put it on the good time girls. Kenny, what's a good time girl? That's what somebody just asked me. You want to know, y'all want to know what a good time girl is? Yeah, y'all want to know what a good time girl is. A good time girl is a young lady that's just out to have a good time. It's so many that are out there that really want to have a good time. And they'll let you know it. Look, I'm not really into trying to get into a commitment. I like to go to the clubs. I like to go to the strip clubs. I like to go out of town. I like to go to Miami, hit where Will is, hit South Beach. I like to go to one of the clubs down there. I like to party. I like to go to Vegas and just meet the guy. And just if I'm feeling him, I'm going to take him to the hotel and screw him. I'm going to make him wrap up, but I'm going to have me some fun, right? I want to plane hop. You know, I want to be all over the place. I'm a socialite. I want to be on the scene. Every time something's popping in the city, I want to be on the scene, right? And you know what ends up happening? You know, guys meet these girls, and they oblige. Now, the good time girls also are girls that get in relationships. Because it's a lot of ladies, and ladies, I know y'all can attest to this, it's a lot of ladies that actually are really good time girls, but they meet guys that they get in relationships with. And the reason why they get in relationships with them is because, guess what? It's the daily word. There's just so many women screaming about, oh, I need a man. I wish I had a man. I wish I had somebody that's in my life. I wish I had a ring. Blah, 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 blah. Right? We hear that so much. And it made the good time girl say, well, if this having a man thing is popular, then I might need to get me a man. And then they get them one. And then you know what they do? They go back to wanting to have a good time. But this time they do it behind the man's back. They do it when he's not looking. Right? They flirt, you know, every now and then they step out, and if a guy comes up on them, that moves them in a manner that they like to be moved, then guess what? It's open season. They'll give it to them. So you got a guy that's at home really liking this young lady that wants to be in a long-term relationship with her, but guess what? Undercover, she's really a good-time girl. She's a good time girl that set some expectations and got in a relationship with him, right? So the good time girl, it's all a guy has to do. I was talking to a friend of mine today. I said, man, that's all a guy got to do is provide some fun, to provide a good time and some good sex. Man, he can have so much sex with so many women. So what incentive is there to be in a monogamous relationship nowadays? The best you can get is a person that's not going anywhere. The best you can get is a person that really puts your needs on a high pedestal. The best you can get is a person that loves your dirty panties or drawers. If you got that, you got something that a lot of people wish they had. Man, so salute to everybody listening tonight. I know I go on my little rants, everybody, but I have to. Another relationship problem that we're going to touch on before we go to what we call the final thought is going to be the sex is just unfulfilling. Let me make sure y'all understand this. If you're in a relationship with a person that does not motivate you to sexually please them, does not motivate you to be sexually creative, then I need you to understand that it's going to really impact a relationship with a person that loves to be sexually moved. They like that creativity. So what you have to do is identify if that's the type of person that you're dating, then you're going to have to bring it throughout y'all relationship. You got to bring it, right? You got to be creative. But you got some women that that's not, they not really into all that, you know? So therefore, you if you got a guy that starts to slack up, it won't impact a relationship with a woman that that's not a big deal for, more so than it was with a woman that it is a big deal for. If you're, ladies, if you're with a guy, you got to keep it sexy. You got to keep it popping, right? If that's what moves him. When you're in the bedroom with him, you see how he reacts when you put it on him. So what make you think not putting it on him is ever going to be okay? You can't set that expectation. You cannot do that and call yourself still being in a happy relationship with that person because they're going to step out on you, or guess what? They're going to make you know it. Look, you're not bringing it to the table. So it's like when it comes to sexual fulfillment, at one point, if you guys are in a long-term relationship, at one point, you did sexually fulfill each other. And they talk about bringing the spark back. If it's something that's a deal breaker, then your partner has to know it. But if it's not really a deal breaker, then don't really complain about it, right? I'm just keeping it real. Stay together. Kenny Talk want to see y'all stay together at the end of the day. Because we all got problems. Don't run from a relationship because you're afraid of relationship problems. That's like saying you're not going to live your life because you're afraid of problems. Problems are going to happen. It's all about how you deal with them. It's the final thought, everybody. A little bit of spoken word I put together, and it goes a little something like this as we close out the show. There are many single people that say they really want to be in relationships, but refuse because they can't deal with the stress. They want the love, the commitment, the exclusive sex, and the loyalty, but not the work that it takes to overcome the tests. I see girls dating guys they say they really, really like. Talking about him, they talk about him to all their friends, how he's such a good catch. But after an argument, a disagreement, a chick from the past or the present, it's amazing how fast she moves on to the next. Irreconcilable differences, ineffective resolution conflict, the inability to take and deliver constructive feedback. There are many situations that can be resolved with these type of skills, but their frustrations prevent them from seeing that they need that. Wow. Now, you can have effective communication. You can have honesty, integrity. But relationship problems will come up. There's no perfection. It's about being able to deal with and emotionally overcome them that makes relationships turn to long-lasting connections. It's the real relationship talk show, everybody. I had to drop that. Man, I be saying something, man. Wow. Irreconcilable differences, ineffective resolution of conflicts, the inability to take and deliver constructive feedback. There are many situations in relationships that can be resolved with these skills, but their frustration prevents them from seeing that they need that. Man, I think I'm going to be a rapper. I'm just playing. Salute to everybody for listening tonight. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I had a blast. We're going to be back next week, everybody. Next week. I think I am. Well, I got to be honest with you. Next week, we might take off. I've had two deaths in the family, everybody. Back to back. I lost two of my aunts. So y'all pray for my moms. She lost two of her sisters. Salute to Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio on Twitter, dollhouseradio.com. Listen to the Kenny Talk Experience anytime you want if you missed it. Salute. Have a safe weekend, everybody. And like I like to say to all the ladies out there, keep your head up. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And y'all have a safe weekend. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Don't go for a wooden nickel. Stay focused. And remember, those relationship problems, it's about about how you handle them. Learn how to effectively handle them, and you'll be in a long-lasting connection. Yeah.